With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Yesterday, we talked about how losing China as its biggest trade partner is a serious problem for cherry growers in the Pacific Northwest, and what lies ahead if that relationship can't be repaired. Northwest Cherry Growers President B.J. Thirlby says it's among the top three concerns for growers and is getting plenty of attention.
Yeah, you bet it does. That's a huge issue. For me, if you were to say what are your top three issues, it would be labor, viruses, little cherry virus, and Western X, and then losing China.
But Thirlby says, fingers crossed.
We're all hoping that this situation gets resolved, and we hope there is meetings this month. I know that President Xi, he's actually addressing all the importers of China here, and we're all really paying attention to see what his message is going to be. And obviously, it could be a lot of different things, but the key messages might be don't import anything from the United States. And it might be, you know, don't worry, we're getting this thing handled. And that's the message we hope we're going to hear. Because we want to be partners, our growers do, with China. It's critical to our business.
Thirlby says after years of producing about 20 million boxes, growers put out 25.3 million this year, just off last year's record crop.
It's a big crop. It was almost as big as the record crop we had the year before. So for us, because cherries are so volatile, that we're trying to determine if 25 million is the new normal, because we floated along for about a decade at around 20 million, and people have continued to make a little money. So what happens when farmers make money? Then well, they plant.
He says everyone will be watching the upcoming talks later this month.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.